I recently received an email that says, will $10 billion in economic payments offset farm income losses? We'll discuss that as our topic on today's Tuesday edition of Farm Time. Researchers are still projecting negative returns for grain producers, even after assistance from Washington, highlighting the extent of the downturn in the agricultural industry. U.S. farmers and ranchers have access to $10 billion in economic aid as part of the Farm Bill extension passed at the end of last year to offset broad income declines. However, a new study from the University of Illinois says that one-time payments likely won't be enough to reverse deep profit losses for grain producers. While aid significantly reduces projected losses for 2024, many farmers will still see negative returns even after receiving the assistance, according to research estimates from the U of I's Department of Ag and Consumer Economics. Researchers have calculated that a farm with 50% corn acreage and 50% soybean acreage would have a $71 per acre loss averaged across the two crops after assistance payments, which is still historically low. The additional aid could also have unintended consequences for farmers in terms of production costs, according to researchers. Higher economic support could make landowners less inclined to lower rents or encourage fertilizer and crop protection companies to keep prices high. Farms can qualify for aid if the gross return for an eligible commodity is less than the expected cost of production, according to the bill. The amount of assistance provided will be calculated by multiplying a farm's economic loss by the number of acres, with the payment equaling 26% of that final number. The U.S. Department of Ag will have 90 days from the enactment of the bill to make the payments. They'll be capped at $125,000 for farms whose ag operations make up less than 75% of the average gross income from 2020 through the 2022 tax years. Farms where agriculture is responsible for more than 75% of gross income for those years can receive a maximum of $250,000. Hopefully, grain prices this year will be higher than they were in 2024. That's today's Farm Time. I'm Mike Perrine.